The United States Postal Service wants driverless trucks to deliver your mail. The agency is in a two-week testing program to carry mail more than 1,000 miles from Dallas to Phoenix and back in self-driving trucks. The vehicles were developed by the San Diego startup TuSimple. Chuck Price is Chief Product Officer for the company, and he joins us now. Chuck, welcome.
Thank you for having me.
How are things going? Have you delivered any mail yet?
We have. We've completed our first runs, and our second runs are underway right now. And so far, we are ahead of schedule.
And tell me how it works.
We're operating from both directions at the same time. So we have vehicles leaving both Dallas and Phoenix simultaneously driving the entire 1,000-mile route each way. While the vehicle's operating autonomously, we still have to monitor with a safety team. So we have relay teams of drivers along the route, and periodically the vehicles stop. We swap the drivers and safety engineers and continue along the way.
Are these big semi-trucks? So tell me more about the equipment that you're using.
Yes, these are 18-wheelers. They are Peterbilt tractors, Peterbilt 579s, pulling a 53-foot Postal Service trailer.
Okay, so the Postal Service says that self-driving trucks could help solve a big issue, which is a shortage of drivers that the entire industry is facing. What do you think about that? Could what you're doing help?
Yes, indeed. In particular, this kind of run is what we consider the sweet spot for autonomy, because it normally requires a team of drivers, and that's one of the hardest kind of routes to recruit drivers for, because they have to ride together, operate as a team, run day and night for multiple days. This is something that is very well adapted for autonomy.
Do you think that you'll get to the point one day where there is no human in the cab to make sure things don't go wrong? I mean, will there really be an empty truck driving mail from Dallas to Phoenix?
Yes, we believe this will happen very soon. We're expecting to achieve our first commercial driver out operation by the end of 2020 or
wow,
perhaps early 2021.
And what about the 3.5 million truck drivers in this country who are in the cabs of trucks? Could this eventually disrupt their jobs?
We believe that current truck drivers are quite secure. We don't believe that this will disrupt existing jobs. We believe that this will supplant what is currently a very significant driver shortage. Today, there are 50,000 drivers missing from the system. By 2024, it is projected to be upwards of 175,000 to 200,000 drivers shortage.
And what about money? It's no secret the USPS, the Postal Service, is losing a lot of money. In 2018, they had a net loss of $3.9 billion. Is this a solution for stretched budgets at places like the Postal Service?
It very much is. This type of technology saves dramatically on the operating cost of operating a vehicle. It's also very fuel efficient. So we save fuel, and that has, of course, multiple benefits. It saves you money, and it saves the environment.
The trucks that you're using are going to spend a lot of time on the interstate. I guess those are easier to navigate if you're in a big semi-truck, but eventually you have to get from city center to city center. What kind of challenges did you face developing a vehicle that could navigate that type of situation without a driver?
We currently navigate from distribution center to distribution center, which includes surface streets, but most distribution centers built by logistics companies, such as the Postal Service, are located in industrial areas near highways for obvious reasons. It is quite impractical to regularly operate large tractor trailers in city centers themselves. So we tend to avoid that kind of area. So our sweet spot is to be moving from distribution to distribution center that are in industrial areas near highways onto the highway.
If I live in Dallas and a piece of mail comes in my mailbox from Phoenix, will I know that a truck without a driver delivered it?
You will not know. We don't have time to stamp on them.
It might be fun. All right. Chuck Price, Chief Product Officer for 2Simple. Thanks very much for your time.
Thank you for having him.